You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mike Golic.
God bless football, Mikey A.
And God bless football to you, Stugatz.
I thought they were going to leave you out, Mikey. I have to be honest with you.
No,
he went right to Golic. He was
does.
Supposed to go to you.
No, Golic right? Never does. Yeah. Billy yeah. does. Golic
yeah,
never.
Billy does. I don't.
Falsehoods, Billy.
What are we doing?
We have two games to go. Championship weekend is upon us. This is really the weekend where I start to get sad because while the games are exciting, we only have three games remaining, Mike.
It's such a bummer. It's the definition of, you know, the definition of
bittersweet.
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 There you go.
I like the definition of I don't know. That's
of
great.
I don't know. The definition of happy and sad. I mean, it's so true. Felt that way with the college after the title game. It was, like, it was great, and then it's over. Now it's coming to the end. Three more weeks, man, and we're going, oh, my God, we got to wait for a whole offseason again.
Yeah, but we got some beauties. Detroit at San Francisco. We have the Chiefs at Baltimore. So some great games. Mike, to me, it just feels like, and I don't know, obviously, how you feel, but, man, this feels like Lamar Jackson's time.
Well, it does. And you know, before that, real quick, what can damage the NFL? I mean, did you see the ratings for the divisional games?
Crazy.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's crazy what they're compared to. And, you know, I was talking with my son about it, is the NFL has been through some things, right? The concussion lawsuit, domestic violence situations, the steroid situations. They have been through some things where you think, man, this league could be in trouble. They last through everything. It's unbelievable. And now everybody was bitching and moaning about the Peacock and streaming for the KC Miami game that set a record. I mean, they can do no wrong. It is amazing. And leading into now these divisional rounds, the championship rounds, where it's just great storylines. The Chiefs always find a way, even though we were trying to say they weren't going to this time around. You're right about the Ravens. I mean, if Lamar Jackson's going to start building that legacy, I've always thought it unfair, I don't know what you guys think, that we sit there and associate quarterbacks with Super Bowls. Because, I mean, there's offense, defense, special teams. Yet it's the quarterback position. You know, I can see in basketball where you associate a player with NBA championships because they're on the court. They can be on the court all the time, you know, affecting the game all the time, even though in this day and age we've certainly seen you rarely win with one superstar. You need more than that. But to answer your question, Stu, this is Lamar. I mean, Lamar, the expectation is you play great during the regular season, see two MVPs at a young age, but you're not doing well in the playoffs. You either don't play well in them or you miss them with injury. So now is the time of how he's going to be judged, fairly unfairly, depending on how you want to look at it, of having the team, now that he has more offensive weapons, the defense is fantastic, that this is their time. I'm picking them. I picked Buffalo last week against Kansas City, and you always wonder, should you pick against Kansas City? I did, but I'm going to do it again this week. I think Buffalo's too good.
Mike, hear me out on Patrick Mahomes, because this sounds crazy considering the MVPs that he's won. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He's been to another. He's in the AFC Championship game every single year.
Right.
This is different. This is doing those teams that he won with, they were supposed to win. This is a team that no one really thought was going to win. And if he wins and does it on the road, going through Josh Allen in Buffalo, going through Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Mike, he is going to put himself in rarefied air if he's not already there. But it will be just him and Tom Brady. That will be it.
Because we thought the AFC was going to be unbelievably deep, right? We thought the Bills, we thought the Dolphins, we thought the Jets. You know, with Aaron Rodgers, we thought Baltimore. We thought, you know, was it this year the Chargers were going to do something with Justin Herbert? We talk about the depth there. And then Kansas City wasn't looking. The two Super Bowl teams last year, Kansas City and Philly, though Philly was 10-1, we kept saying isn't looking like that team. And then they just absolutely fell off the cliff. And Kansas City, they kept dropping passes. Who was the other guy outside of Travis Kelce? It turns out to be Rashee Rice, a rookie. You know, you're just wondering, the defense playing great, then playing okay, and now playing extremely well again. You're right. It kind of, we thought it was this depth in the AFC, and then each team took a turn not looking like they were very good, from Miami to Buffalo to Cleveland, losing all their quarterbacks, certainly to Kansas City as well, to Jacksonville. And it really got to the point was, okay, where's the strength in the AFC? So I'm with you. If now Pat Mahomes had to go on the road for the first time, goes to Buffalo, and it looked like it could be their year, the way they rebounded from earlier in the year, and they win there. If they go to Baltimore, I think Baltimore, the two number one seeds, Baltimore and San Francisco, are without question the two most complete teams in the NFL. And we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson against Patrick Mahomes. But this Baltimore defense, and quite honestly, the KC defense has been playing well as well. And they're 1-2 in defensive scoring. But the aggressiveness of the Baltimore defense is something with Mike McDonald. And then you got, obviously, Spagnuolo over in Kansas City. These are aggressive teams.
Mike, your question earlier is a good one. It's something that has been discussed forever. Quarterbacks, rings, you understand the NBA, why we do it. So, I mean, I'll ask you this. For me, Mike, it's just the way that we do it. Like, you could make an argument Marino is better than Montana. Marino has no rings. Montana has four.
Right.
Put Marino
right
on the 49ers, he might have six. I mean, I have no idea. But what you're essentially saying is, regardless of the outcome this weekend, there really isn't a big difference between Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
No, not with what Lamar can do. Whether it's
I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And then with his legs, it's ridiculous. And this is the first time he has the most weapons that he's had, and he's had to deal without Mark Andrews for a while. Kudos to Isaiah Likely coming in and doing a nice job. But he's had more weapons this year. But, man, his ability, as we've talked about, Josh Allen running is like a freight train running through people. Lamar Jackson, in a sport where you have the best football players and some of the best athletes in the world, makes them look silly at times. It's incredible to watch. It really is.
Yep. Gojo and Golic every morning, 8 to 10 on the DraftKings Network and wherever you get your podcast. Golic and Smetty as well. Do you have a game this weekend, Mike?
I do not have a game this weekend. So a nice little week off, and Sunday, actually the day of the games, I'll be flying to No, I'm sorry. That'll be the week after. I'm going there the day before or the Sunday for the whole week in Vegas when you guys will be out there as well. But yeah, I just get to chill and watch the games this weekend, so I'll be pretty happy about that. I was in San Francisco last weekend for that. What a game that was, San Francisco and Green Bay.
Yeah. Billy said, ooh, like that hurts. Like Westwood once slighted you. Is that what you're feeling, Billy? Like,
no, not at all. No, it's just he gets a nice week off. I do wonder how Mike spends the Sunday watching the games. Does he have a notepad in hand taking notes? Does he do his work now? Because you're calling the Super Bowl. You got to start the prep work now, Mike.
All the notes go right up here in this steel trap of a mind, Billy. That's how
incredible
I roll with it. Yeah, I know.
I love that I had Westwood once slighting you, and you're calling the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, I don't feel too bad about it. Yeah, they had to move some analysts around it, and I think the McCourty brothers is going to be a 3-man booth for one of them, and then Kurt Warner and Kevin Harlan will do the other game, and then we'll all do the Super Bowl together. So yeah, believe me, I don't feel slighted. I'm very happy to have this weekend to kind of watch from the couch.
I imagine you taking the weekend to line up all your product endorsements for Radio Row.
Well, in the process now of trying to figure out the days, because I got a lot of masters during the Super Bowl week. You know, and that's before we even get to the masters I really like, the ones that, you know, have a paycheck at the end of it. I mean, mm-hmm. I obviously have DraftKings, you know, where Mike and I are doing shows, and then we'll do some Radio Row. I have Westwood One, where I have to go to practices and talk to the players and do some Radio Row stuff for Westwood One. I always do stuff for the NFLPA every year at Radio Row. And then we'll throw on top of that any, you know, product that may be out there as well. But, you know, I'll get those in as well.
How does this weekend work for you? A little PTO? You still get a little check even though you're sitting at home watching the games, or
get paid by game? No, paid by game. So this
I don't like that.
You know what? I'm okay with it.
Mike, since you're going to be out there, you have access. Billy, follow me down here. He has, you know, he gets to go to practice, talk to the players. He has credentials. How do you feel about perhaps bringing me and Billy out to a practice one day, huh?
Yeah, about that. I was specifically told when I got my credential that Stu couldn't tag along.
Okay.
So I'll see
Billy
you there.
Can.
Yeah, I'll be there.
No, I think Billy is even in a worse situation than Stu.
Just get him a credential. They won't show up.
I was just going to say, yeah, if it's anything asshole like Mikey A, yeah, it'll just be sitting there unused. Well done. Thank you.
Billy, how do you feel about that? I mean, we would get access to – we could record interviews with players who are playing in the Super Bowl. I mean, all Golic has to do is ask for two more credentials. I mean,
we can ask for credentials ourselves. We'll have credentials. So, guys, we probably actually do have access.
I like walking in with a security blanket of Mike Golic. I mean,
this would be different than what I have, Billy. I'm sorry. I don't want to bigfoot you here, but you will not be doing what I'll be doing at practice. So.
Right. Well, but here's the thing, Mike, that you need to understand. Sugats will not go anyways. He just doesn't want to feel like he's getting slighted in any way. So just tell him he has it, and he'll be happy, and he'll never go to do it. As long as he doesn't feel like it's something that you have that he doesn't. That's Billy, really what bothers him.
Billy, there's the 1 in a million chance that he would show up.
Not a chance.
And then that would be my last time working for Westwood One.
I'd show up, Mike, with that much on the line.
I know you would.
Mike, you mentioned the NFC Championship game, and it was a great game. Well, the Packers-Niners was a great game. Packers were they got a bright future. The Niners, it was kind of lucky that they won that game. Everything was going Green Bay's way. But I will say this, Mike, against Detroit, who's a really good football team.
Yeah.
I know that this feel-good story, everyone's fallen in love with them. Everyone wants to see them advance. I get it. I understand it. They're really good. That's why they're playing in the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy will have to play better this week than he did last week against Green Bay if they want to advance, Mike.
Yeah, Brock Purdy was off. I mean, he was off in his throws. It was slick out there. There were times the play would start, he'd be back in the pocket, he'd actually take his right hand off the ball and rub it on the towel to dry it off before he threw. But he was definitely off in his passes. Now, does that have something to do with the 19 days he had off because he didn't play in the last game? You know, where it's the old rust versus rest thing. Would that have something to do with Deebo Samuel going out early in that game? All of a sudden, you're throwing to guys you don't throw to as much. You know, in a Conley and a Ray McDonald, So I don't know, and we don't know about Debo yet. We know he didn't crack his shoulder like he did in week six, where he missed 6, 7, and 8. So we'll have to see about that. But they have so many other weapons. When you have Christian McCaffrey, that obviously helps. But he has got to throw better because that's the side of the ball. I think Detroit's offense, we always talk about depth on offense. And when you say that, you say San Francisco with Debo, with McCaffrey, with Ayuk, with Kittle. You know, but Detroit's starting to get there. What Sam Laporta did as a rookie tight end setting records. Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then you have Gibbs and Montgomery, the dual guys in the backfield, along with Goff throwing the ball well. They have some depth on offense as well. This is really going to fall on that Detroit defense. The Green Bay defense hadn't played well a lot of the year, started playing well at the end of the year. They were peaking at the right time and were playing well. Now, what happened, what as I thought was going to happen, Joe Barry, the D coordinator, just got fired from Green Bay. But a lot of people saw that coming anyway. But I think it's the Detroit defense side of the ball that's going to be the biggest thing here, Stu, that they're going to have their hands full trying to stop that really, you know, that offense that can really spread the ball around to a lot of different talented players.
Mike, what do you make of the Billy was telling me about a report here with the Niners looking at Tom Brady before the season. I don't think Brady's finished yet. I think he might come back if Purdy doesn't win this game. What do you think?
You still think he might come back? Last I heard, he was sending his people out to Fox games to kind of learn the ins and outs of broadcasting.
Greg Olson's better.
Yeah,
how about you go out to the game if you want to take this thing seriously?
I think he's doing some things as well, but I think he's kind of he's multitasking. He has people or a person who he's sending out to kind of get, you know, the lay of the land as well. Listen, Kevin Burkhardt and Olsen, I love them. I think they do a fantastic job. I really do. And you know what? But that's this business. You know how it works. The stars come in and they Bigfoot everybody else. They always get the chance. And then this is what happens. The top players get the jobs and then the executives cross their fingers that they can actually do the job, right?
Right, yes.
Because they get first. And we've seen failures down the line at this. Now, we all think Brady should be able to do well at this, but still, he's never done it and he gets the top job. But that's what happens. And everybody knows it. The least surprised person will be Greg Olsen.
Right.
That this is going to happen. He knows how this game is played. But those guys have done a fantastic job.
I don't like that. I don't like him sending people on his behalf. Imagine Reggie White sending someone on his behalf to put his hand in the dirt before game.
Again, Billy, Tom is doing things as well. That's multitasking.
He's busy getting in shape to try out for the Niners next year.
That will be, I don't think so, but boy, oh boy, doesn't stun me that you have.
And why do I have him trying out? He just makes the team and starts. Well, sorry.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking maybe he keeps his arm a little bit loose just in case we have a repeat of the NFC Championship game last year and Brock Purdy goes down again and then they advance to the Super Bowl. Tommy's ready to go.
That would be something, huh?
And you know who's always lurking. If Tom's there, you know who's going to be there. Gronk will be there too. You're going to have a whole army of people that are just waiting to go play with Tom in the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine Lamar Jackson finally makes it to the Super Bowl thinking he's going to face Brock Purdy and there's Tom Brady?
You guys and your conspiracy theories.
The 49ers hire Belichick at the last minute as like a consultant. Didn't the Eagles do that last year with Vic Fangio?
Yeah.
Like the week of the Super Bowl. Like, oh, Belichick, why don't you come on? Yeah, right. For the game.
Yeah, it didn't work, though.
No, it didn't. But that's a good thought.
Mike, what do we do with Josh Allen? Everyone's so confused. You know, it gets back to what we were discussing. Josh Allen's every bit as good as Mahomes. He's every bit as good as Burrow.
Absolutely.
I think people are criticizing him, rightfully so. He hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, and you can see the talent. It jumps off the screen. But that's the problem. You can see the talent. It jumps off the screen. It's not Josh Allen's fault, you know?
You know, the thing with Josh is he turned the ball over a lot. You look at Dak last year at 50 interceptions. What did Josh have? 18 interceptions this year to go along with, I think, 29 in the regular season, 29 touchdowns. But they go as far as he takes them, right? I mean, they still need more help. He's not the problem. If the Buffalo Bills, you know, are not making it where they need to make it, he's not the problem. He struggles at times with the turnovers, especially red zone turnovers, but if they ever get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl in the next few years, it's going to be because of Josh Allen. He's a stud.
Yeah.
Absolute stud player. So, I don't want to hear it. again, a lot of it is your what era are you caught in? Think of the great players in the Michael Jordan era.
Right.
Well, you know, Jordan's got the team. He's winning the title. So it happens. You know, a lot of people are trapped in the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce era right now. Six straight, you know, AFC championship games, trips to the Super Bowl, a couple of Super Bowl wins as well. So, I mean, that's where you are right now. People were caught in the Brady era, obviously, before that as well. So
Peyton Manning would have seven Super Bowls if Brady didn't show up.
Exactly right. So there's great players everywhere, but only one can, you know, wear the ring.
Mike, should the Bills, only because there's a coach out there, you know he'd take the job. He's a legendary coach, Bill Belichick, six Super Bowls. We know the deal. He gets to stay inside the AFC East, maximum pain. He gets to apply to the Patriots. If you're the Bills, would you get rid of McDermott only because Bill Belichick is sitting around waiting?
Answer me this. There were eight openings, right? And there's still openings. Why doesn't Belichick have a job now?
Because I think he's waiting to see if McDermott gets fired or perhaps Andy Reid retires.
You think? Do you think Atlanta offered him the job and he's just waiting? From what we understand, Atlanta hasn't even offered him the job. What we understand, that relationship has actually cooled off.
Right.
My thought, insiders get the info that he would have been offered jobs already, and he hasn't, or at least to our knowledge, he hasn't. So does that say something about where the league may be going? So, no, I don't think that's something I would do in Buffalo.
Or possibly waiting around to get a Super Bowl consultant position to get as many rings as Tom Brady.
Bingo.
And there's that.
You can't go coach for the 49ers if you're the Falcons head coach, Mike.
But if Brady's there and they win, they both get a ring, and he still has one more than
Brady. Exactly right. He still has one more than
him. Exactly. So you know what? Then he may go to Detroit. He may go to Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Make sure Brady's not getting in.
Mm-hmm. No, go to Baltimore and tell him how to beat Brady. I mean,
Belichick would love to get that one more ring to time, and Belichick would love 15 more wins to pass Don Shula.
I like the idea of Belichick going to Detroit just in case, and then if the 49ers win, then he just goes over to Baltimore or Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah, just one week contracts.
All right, he's already he's annoyed with
us. He's annoyed.
he's got to go. Okay. I'm like, just give us 30 seconds or less on each game. Lions, 49ers. You're not calling any of them. You can give us a prediction. Lions at 49ers.
You know what? The Lions, I think anybody that doesn't have a horse in the race is going to be pulling for Dan Campbell and the Lions. What a story they are. I think San Francisco has too much. I think Purdy will play better. I think their offense eventually is going to be too much for the defense. I think Detroit can put some points on the board, but I just tough for me to go against the depth of San Francisco. So I'm going to go San Francisco, even though my heart would like to see Detroit win that game. And then in the AFC, Baltimore's got it going on. Offensively, we'll see if Mark Andrews, he didn't play last week, even though he had practiced all week, what his status is. The defense is just absolutely humming right now. KC, I love Pacheco and the way he runs. Rashee Rice is the guy. Kelce, you know, is going to get in the end zone, and their defense has been playing well. But Baltimore defense has been playing better. I like what Mike McDonald is doing with that offense. I think it's going to really give Patrick Mahomes some fits on that side of the ball. I'm going with both number one seeds and both home teams. I'm going with Baltimore over Kansas City.
We'll make for a great Super Bowl if it happens, and I'm agreeing with you. So Gojo and Golic, 8 to 10 a.m. every single day, DraftKings Network and wherever you get your podcast. Golic and Smetty as well. He has a bye week, two bye weeks, and then he calls the Super Bowl for Westwood. Would want. Thank you, Mike Golic. God bless football.
God bless football all the way to the bitter end.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. one that's less filling, one that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
How many cigars today, Cam Newton? How many cigars have you had so far today?
None yet. You know, what? They got me confined in the chicken coop right now, and I'm an eagle doggy, so.
How many interviews have you done today, Cam?
How many? Three?
Four?
Yeah, we're making our rounds. We're in the car wash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't complaining, though. Right. Ready to rock.
What's the worst question that's been asked of you today?
This bullshit about Atlanta Falcons.
What's the bullshit about the Atlanta Falcons? You said on Good Morning Football that if you were to come back, that the team that you would come back to play for is the Falcons. So what's the bullshit around that?
before I even had that question even asked on another platform, where was that original question? So you can't kind of take that bite and make it your bite. That was that bite. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You're learning the game quickly, Cam.
Come on now.
Why do you have an obsession with Dan Campbell? I am told by a source that you are obsessed with Dan Campbell, as is the rest of the country, by the way. I want to play for that guy, Cam.
I don't call him Dan Campbell. It's Dan Gamble over here, doggy.
Ooh.
And man, he's just a person who I see on TV, like, damn, dog, like, I could play for him because he's been in the locker room. He knows what the players' issues and kind of thought processes are. And, you know, I just am reminded about the clip that I saw prior to the season happening in the training camp. And that's how you would want that banter between players and coaches to kind of be. It's like honest, forthright, and just – you know, really accountable to everything. Yeah, we may not want to do it, but we have to do it in order to become the team that we need to be. And just everything that he just stands for and had these guys rolling how they're rolling in Detroit, sheesh. That's just something that you just love to see from a fan's perspective, especially as a player.
Cam, can everybody play for Dan Campbell, or do you have to be like a specific type of player to follow that kind of guy?
No, it's almost like any other coach. I think, you know, the great coaches have a lot of similarities in their own unique style of these similarities. But accountability is one of those things. You know, when you think about the Nick Sabans, when you think about the Kirby Smarts, when you think about the Bill Belichicks, the Pete Carrolls, obviously, you know, Dan, you know, a lot of great coaches, Tony Dungy, hold their players accountable. And, you know, when he talks to the media and you see these different sound bites of him talking to the team, you can feel the sense of accountability that's being kind of spread in that locker room.
Cam Newton is with us. He has entered the media game. He has his own media platform, Iconic Saga Productions. He's doing some stuff with Brandon Marshall. You're going to be out in Vegas, huh, for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we'll be on Radio Row, 4th and 1, and, you know, hitting some of the little parties, trying to network. And I really just enjoy this whole space right now. So if you guys are there, you know, pull up to the set and now it'll be on my platform. Now, Stu, what you say, huh?
I love it. Are you inviting me to be on your platform? Because I would love that, Cam.
When I see you, don't be a stranger. How about that?
Okay.
You don't know what you just did, right down. Cam.
I'll do your show and not mine, Cam. Are you kidding me?
Come on with it. And I have you a cigar and a hat, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, so Billy, you want to give him some tips here on Radio Row? Because this is Cam's first. Cam, do you want tips on Radio Row and how to navigate that thing? Because it's tough, man. I'm telling you.
No, I don't. I think now it no disrespect to the media that's been here for so long. I think now you just got to fit in, get in where you fit in, you know, and be organic to who you are. Right. I think my biggest challenges for Radio Row is me and my team is trying to find ways, because our show is done weekly, like once a week.
Right.
We're going to be there every day. So yeah. The things, you know, once the Super Bowl teams are identified, how many more times are you going to talk about the key points of a game? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you got 2 weeks of that. So, yeah, that those things is just going to be redundant. And we just have to find ways to be creative to really having relevance in this type of space. But Billy G., if you got something, doggy, please render that information.
Billy's a genius. I got to tell you, Cam. I'm telling.
I'm kind of curious how you're going to experience Radio Row, because I imagine when you were a player, you did it at least a couple times promoting something, right? But now it's the complete opposite, where guys are coming to you and like, here, let's promote Tostitos. Here's Colgate, you know, toothpaste, whatever. Just whatever bullshit they're promoting. And now you kind of got to sit through that just to get who it is you want to talk to.
Yeah, for sure. I think, too, it's... Everybody is, doesn't matter what the space is. One thing that I have identified in this media space is advertising, sponsorship, brand deals are essential. And that just makes the world go round in this industry. So, you know, we're still, you know, at the table now trying to find and solidify as many deals as we possibly can now, similar to all the talent or the players that's, you know, they have these different brands that they're going to be representing for the time period. You talk about them two or three questions about that. Okay, now we really want to talk about, you know, X, Y, Z. So
he's a savvy vet, Billy. I mean,
you know, the thing
that I would say two or three questions is too much, Cam. One question and then move on, you know?
Right.
This is what you do, Cam. You start out with the question, go, oh, you're here with us on behalf of Tostino's, you know, pizza rolls or whatever. Tell us about that. They give you that thing, then they're happy. They're loose. Then you get into it. And on the way out, you're just like, oh, tell us one more time about Tostino's. And you make the client happy. You make the brand happy. They bring you another guest the next day. It's perfect. You just don't ask them so much because it doesn't matter.
So make a brand sandwich. So boom. You start. And you end, and then anything in between is what you really want to talk about, and then boom.
Maybe if you're feeling really good, because you also get to gauge how well they know the brand, because like, you know, some of these people, it's just, you're just getting a check, right? So you don't, right. So you don't care that much about, you know, Cheerios or whatever it is, right? Yeah. So if you ask them at the beginning and it's a bad plug, then you know, okay, we just got to do this at the end. Now, if they like it and they're giving you something, then you give them some brand meat in the middle. You know what I mean? So you got the brand bread, the brand meat right in the middle, and then more brand bread on the way out, and you're good. Golden with that brand for years to come.
Hey, Billy G, we got to talk, bro. You going to be in Super Bowl? We got to share a coffee and a stogie, bro. Like, you got to take me to school. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're offering to do that. We will navigate around Radio Row for you, me and Billy. We'll show you how to do it. No one has been out there more than me and Billy.
Me from Miami.
Some good cigars down there, too.
Yeah, there's some Cubans down here. I don't know if you've heard, Cam.
Wait, Cam, you have fashion sense. We do not. And I think Billy needs your help here. And I know you're short on time. So I want to try to get to this. Billy needs some fashion advice from you since he's going to help you out at Radio Row.
Yeah.
We were hoping that you could help him out with some fashion advice.
I have a daddy daughter dance coming up on Friday. Ooh. And I got a suit that's a little bit out of my I'm, you know, a relatively conservative looking guy. Look at me. I can't pull things off. I got this suit that's like almost like a purple that I wanted to get your thoughts on to see if you think this is going to work out. So like, Stugatz, you conduct this interview, talk to him, and I'll be back in a second. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Billy. Billy is now going to put on a purple suit. Mikey, you seem very concerned about this because we know this creature, Billy Gill.
He has my undivided attention right now. I'm so glued to this suit. Right?
Oh, like, it's great. But Cam, you agree, like, the key to pulling off anything that you're uncomfortable with in terms of fashion is just owning it, right? Wearing it with confidence.
Yeah, it's not on you, it's in you, bro. Simple. You know, people get the illusion that fashion's on you. but it's really in you. It's the confidence within that just makes everything penetrate to, you know, if you're uncomfortable, if you think your pants are tight, or if you think your pants are a little uncomfortable, people are going to feel that, you know? Right. So no matter what it is, it's just like, that's a steeze. Some people just have this, you know, energy about, like, I just feel comfortable in sweats. Okay, well, wear sweats. I just feel comfortable in just a white t-shirt. Okay, cool. Like, that's your steez, you know what I'm saying? And nobody can kind of break you from that. But I think for me, when it comes to fashion, I'm fearless. I'll pretty much wear anything that doesn't jeopardize my masculinity, or, you know, there he goes.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Cam, I think that looks also good on him.
It's like, I'm usually like a tie guy too, but this is like more, I don't know if you see this material on this shirt. It's like squares.
It's almost like Louis Vuitton, the Louis Vuitton print.
Almost.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not.
But the print.
It's Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. But check, what I will say to that is, all right, first off, where is the belt?
It was a quick change. I don't have a belt, and I'm not sure what shoes to go with either. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
Here's a good thing is that it's my daughter's too, so she's not going to be super embarrassed by me. But I heard you saying the key is confidence. I'm not strong on that. So I don't know how to pull this off.
All right, let Cam give you advice, because he's about to tell you why you need a belt and probably matching shoes. Go ahead, Cam.
Yeah, just a quick shirt tuck. You know, it's just something. All right, cool. Like, even for me,
okay.
Like, it's just a typical white t-shirt, or boom, the subtleties is what makes the outfit. And if I were you, I would kind of dive into or kind of lean into the pocket square, and you can
I'm thinking a white pocket square. This is like a champagne color shirt. I was thinking maybe a white pocket square. What do you think?
Just depends on what you want to do with the shoes. I go extremely comfortable with the shoes, kind of like, you know, Chuck Taylors or, you know, real low cuts.
Okay.
And then a potential lapel pin, too.
What do you think of these?
Look at you.
You think these work for this?
They're kindred spirits. Who would have thought? Cam Newton and Billy Gill.
No. Okay. But Billy, be mindful of this now. If your shirt is champagne and your shoes are silver, make sure your accessories match or have some type of cohesion with one or the two. So, so what I'm saying is not white, but probably a champagne lapel pin or a champagne pocket square, or I think that's silver or metallic shoes, just to make the shoes pop, just, you know what I'm saying, a little more.
Mm.
And if you really want to get jiggy, something that a lot of people won't necessarily think, give your 2-year-old sweetheart a matching, something like a scarf or whatever. It's not a bib or shawl or something, you know?
Well, she's killing it in like this sparkly silver dress, right? So I was thinking maybe her shoes could match my purple of my suit. You know what I mean? So we have some sort of connection here.
He's pointing at him. I love it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not bold enough. I know you have a hat company. I'm not bold enough to go hat with the suit. You know what I mean? Also, it's a 2-year-old school. They'd probably be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So,
but hey, this is where you got to get your reps up, Billy G. They look at it as a 2-year-old opportunity. You got to look at it like, yo, this is prom, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready for prom. Okay, I'm getting ready to walk my daughter down for marriage. Even though it's a long time from now, I just got to still
get the reps in.
All these opportunities. You dig what I'm saying?
I got to get in the reps. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
I just like don't this. Go to the world's strongest man and just start lifting, you know, the strongest weight. You got to get your reps in, doggy.
That's why you're my guy. You get me.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, Cam.
Anything else I can help you with? What about you, Mike? What do you need help
me? I'm good. I'm good in sweats.
Well, why don't you ask him how to lose weight or something? I mean, come on, Mike.
Whoa, that's not nice.
I know how to do it. I just don't.
You just don't want to do it. Now, wait, Cam, it dawned on me, man. Like, Cam, you would much rather talk fashion than football. Like, you're tired of talking football, aren't you?
No, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this, Stu, about Mike. Have you ever seen Mike rep Michigan prior to this year?
Wow, that's a great prior to this year. That is a great question. Billy, do you remember him wearing like the Michigan hat last year?
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, Dan, the answer is no. No,
please.
It's giving bandwagon. Because I'm trying to find out how is the cohesion, or like you got a Michigan hat with a jet sign in the background. Yeah. I'm trying to see, like, that's not even
close. Yeah.
Look at Billy G. I can tell he's in Florida somewhere. He has a Miami Dolphins hat with a Tampa Bay jersey in the back.
That's just him sucking up to Chris Sims. I got to be honest with you, Cam.
Yeah, Chris Sims is on, but you know, I have a Tua jersey over here. Back here, I have an FIU football helmet. So, you know,
you see what I'm saying, Mike? Yeah. You see the similarities. You see the dot connectors.
Yeah. I liked Braylon Edwards when he was with the Jets.
So, Cam, in his defense, what I will tell you, in the Northeast, we didn't have a college football team. I grew up in the Northeast. We didn't have a college football team to root for. I rooted for the Miami Hurricanes. He rooted for Michigan.
McNabb? Pretty much. Syracuse?
I guess we had McNabb. Yeah, but that's like 9 hours from where we grew up. I think Michigan's closer.
Driving to Miami is still like 9 hours or more from where you're from now. So you can't use that as an excuse. You know,
I can't. So, Cam, are you just going to do the one episode Super Bowl week, or do you plan on doing more?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to, you know, kind of lock in with the team because we're going to be there every single day shooting 4th and 1. We just need a lot of info of really a plan going into the whole weekend. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we'll meet you there Monday. Are you going to be there Monday?
No, we get there the 7th.
On the 7th.
That's a Wednesday.
That's good. That's a pro move because Monday and Tuesday are pretty dead. So there's nothing going on. Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is when the action picks up.
Perfect.
Cam, we appreciate this. I feel like talking football with you would be a complete waste of time. I do. And I'm glad we didn't. And I'm glad that we just talked fashion. Look, it was awesome.
That's where I be these days, man. You know, of course, a lot of people know me from playing football. But, man, look, the ability now to control your own narrative and speak about things that you really want to speak about. It's like right now, I know my man Mike would love to be at a bar somewhere, Billy G, a bar. Like, I don't know if he's a liquor guy or a beer guy, but just, you know, give me my stogie and some wine, bro, and just bring Stewie. You know, we good to go. Like, we could go for hours just chatting about just life. We could even talk about kids too, Billy. So, I mean, that's really where I'm at now, man, just at a fine space in life where I'm more entertaining as a human rather than just a football player, and that's how I look at it.
You are indeed. You are going to dominate the media space, my friend, along with Brandon Marshall. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you out in Las Vegas. I know you got to run and do another interview. They're going to ask you all kinds of football questions.
Correct.
But anything you want to promote here on the way out? Anything you want to promote on the way out?
Brand sandwich here.
Brand sandwich.
That boogie sandwich right there. And listen, make sure you tune in exclusively on my YouTube channel, 4th and 1, that we shoot each and every Wednesday. Right now, we're gearing up for our fourth season of Funky Friday that we'll be dropping, you know, after or mid to late February, where we talk about other things other than football. It's more cultural topics with your favorite entertainers, athletes, and people of influence. So all that's on my YouTube channel. And honestly, I can say now I'm a YouTuber.
There you go. Happy to hear that you're happy, Cam. And we look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. Going to be a fun week.
There you go. Appreciate you guys. Take care, man. All right.
Yo.
What's up, Funk? How are you?
Good, buddy. Good, good. How are things? How are things, boys?
Living the dream, because we're talking to you.
Hey, Funk, you look like, you know, you're all hydrated and refreshed, you know, after the last week when we saw you.
I haven't drank since Saturday, so I am feeling good.
I thought you said you were doing, do I recall you said you're doing dry January?
I usually do it, and then it turned into kind of a very wet January, and then I try to make it a damp January. So now, we'll see. We got Gordy driving through another blizzard here. Yeah. Coming from Maine. Where are you going, from Maine to Boston?
I'm leaving Maine now. We got caught in a blizzard up here.
Jesus Christ, Gordy.
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I have good energy. I left at 4 a.m. I'm with two people that work with Gronk Fitness, Chris and Jesse. So they're actually here in the show today. They're pretty excited.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's, how much it's longer is the drive?
We only have about 20 minutes left. So we left at 4:30 a.m. and we're arriving back in Boston right now. Oh, so wow. Successful drive.
Very happy to hear that, Gord. I love that. Are they going to make picks, your two friends in the car with you?
Obviously.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
This is very exciting. Share Bear, where is Share Bear?
Share Bear is 25,000 feet right now in the air. He's flying from Charlotte to California. However, he did send me his picks for the two games. So.
Wow.
Carl Douglas, you're a big baseball fan. There's no way Joe Mauer was a first ballot Hall of Famer, right?
Agree, 100%. 100%. Thank
you. Absurd. 100%. Yep.
Shocking. And I will say
Belfry is cool.
Yeah, I will say that. Yeah, well, LA guy. I will say this, and not just because I'm a Braves fan, but how is Andrew Jones not in the Hall of Fame yet, dude?
I don't get that either.
He was the best center fielder in baseball, probably offensively and defensively, for a decade straight, dude. That's crazy.
Do you think I'm not even certain Mauer was the best player on his own team. Justin Morneau was better than him.
Yeah, my boy Joe Nathan used to throw some BBs there, too.
Yep, your boy Joe Nathan. How is Joe Nathan your boy? Explain that to me.
What do you mean? Joe's one of my best friends.
Oh, stop it.
At his wedding. What are you talking about?
You were Joe Nathan's wedding.
He was a Tiger.
Okay.
He was on the Tigers with Jabba and Justin.
All right. Well,
me and Jabba and Justin for two straight seasons, we hung out like every day.
All right. And can you get him on next week, or what do you think?
Shit. Yeah, he'll come on.
All right. Joe Nathan will. Campbell. All right. Tell him to bring on, if you don't mind, ask Joe Nathan to join us, and then I'll ask Joe Nathan to get us newly minted first ballot Hall of Famer.
even though you just bashed him, we'll
correct
that one out. I want to bash him to his face. That's what I want to do. I want to tell him he's not deserving.
You
will never do that, Scoot. You'll never do that.
I would tell him if I had a vote, I would have voted for him every single time. You're right.
Well, it was the first time, so.
How did Papa Gronk, did he enjoy his 5 minutes on the show last week?
Yeah, I mean, you saw how smiley and happy he was. I mean, that's the type of show he likes. You come in, take the pics, you're on and off, you know? Like, Papa Gronk works quick.
Yes, yep. He's invited anytime here, Gord, just so you know. Anyone in the family.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
He works Carl. Quick, but went 0-for-4, so didn't work.
He had no idea. He wasn't prepared. He didn't know he was coming on, Billy. Cut him some slack.
Hey, he had some conviction with his pick. Did you hear him?
He did.
All day, Houston's covering. That spread is huge.
Oh, my God. What do you make, Carl Douglas, just quickly, as someone who is part of the Dream Team, OJ's you know, OJ's set of lawyers that got him free, got him off on very important bad charges. What do you make of OJ now breaking down football on podcast platforms?
It's amazing, man, how he still has a great following. Wherever he goes in public, right, there will always be people who will surround him and make him feel strong. So I'm not surprised.
Okay. You're not surprised. All right, are you guys ready? We only have two games this week. We have you have Share Bear's picks, K-Funk?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. What was the score last week, Billy? What was the score? Everybody's picks last week.
No one did great last week. Carl, you were tied with K-Funk and Share Bear and Juju for the lead at 2-2. Gordy went 1-3, and then Papa Gronk went 0-4, unfortunately. Yeah, and Sugats also went 1-3. So
yeah, bad week.
No one had a good week.
Okay, bad.
Gord, what are the names of the of your friends who are in the car with you right now?
This is Jesse. He owns a gym in right outside Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And this is Chris, our new YouTuber and videographer.
How's it going?
Oh. All
right. I've heard a lot of good things about you, Chris. I have.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
What have you heard about him?
Have you really?
Gordy. Hey, Gordy, true or false? True or false? Gordy called me their name. He was hyping up this guy. He's going to start doing all his content and stuff.
I am excited. It's, you know, I'm in a good spot right now. We feel great. It's only been 2 weeks, so I'll let you know in two more weeks.
Okay. So we called to rave about Chris, but said nothing about Jesse, huh?
Yeah. Hey, just telling you what I heard, man. Sorry.
Jesse. Yeah.
Why'd you have to bring it up? You know, why'd you have to
sorry,
bring it up?
Sorry, man. Listen, hey, my
Corey, just push him out. Eject him out the door while you're at it. Jesus.
Gore, yeah, this is what I do for a living. I mean, listening is a very underrated skill. I listen. Okay? And then I put people in uncomfortable positions. I'm sorry. I love you.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable right now. I know. I don't know how to handle this.
Jesse, he told me he loves you, okay? Separate right. call, different conversation. All right?
Hey, thanks for saving it for me. I was getting nervous.
You got it. All right, let's get to the first game. Ravens minus 3.5 at home. Lamar Jackson looks unbeatable. It seems like it's the Ravens' time. They're taking on the Chiefs. I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't think many people expected the Chiefs to be in the AFC Championship game. They've been there every year since Patrick Mahomes started playing quarterback for them. Here they are. Ravens minus 3.5 at home. Big opportunity for Lamar Jackson. I can't see anyone stopping them, but you guys make your own picks. Let's go to K-Funk first. K-Funk, who are you taking here? Ravens minus 3.5 at home against the Chiefs. Great game.
I'll give you Share Bears first. Okay. Baltimore, great airports within a short radius. That's what he said.
Really? Okay. Horrible airport. Reagan Airport is great. The Baltimore Airport is a disaster. What is he talking about? Hey,
there's lots of availability of airports around that area. Right.
He's not wrong about that.
Okay.
Listen, I playoff Pat, man. I went against him last week. Was a big mistake. I just don't see the NFL not allowing Taylor Swift to show up in Vegas next week. Give me the 3.5. Give me Mahomes. That's it. That's what I got.
All right, taking Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs plus 3.5. Carl Douglas, who are you taking here?
Been riding Patrick Mahomes the entire year. He was on both of my fantasy teams, but this defense from Baltimore is a little different. I'm taking the Ravens, giving up the points.
All right. Carl taking the Ravens, minus 3.5. Let's go to Chris, who's in the back of Gordon's car right now. Let's go to Chris. Chris, who are you taking here? We have Baltimore, minus 3.5. Take it on the Chiefs.
I got to agree with the Taylor Swift. I think they want to see her in Vegas, so I'm going to go Chiefs.
Okay.
Yes, I told you I like this guy.
It's not a bad theory. Let's go to Jesse, who's in the front seat riding shotgun with Gord. Jesse, who you taking here?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs as well. I don't think anyone's stopping Mahomes for sure.
Okay. Gord, who you taking here?
You know, Travis Kelce did do, you know, the draft party after Gronk Beach this year, and he had me on stage. You know, and I gotta jump on the train. I'm on the KC train right now for my boy Travis, and Mahomes knows how to win, dude. He just gets it done. I don't know how he just gets it done every single year. So I'm gonna take the points. I think it's too many.
Okay,
Gord,
were you proud? What was that, K Funk?
I said, who's Billy like in this game? I'm just curious.
I kind of like Kansas City, but I think Baltimore's gonna win.
So
that didn't help you at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cover all both sides. He's 1-0. Gord, were you proud as a world-renowned partier? Were you proud of Jason Kelce because he was the best Kelce in the field on Buffalo?
He was.
You know what? He literally should just go play for the Bills for a year. After that was an incredible Bills Mafia performance by Jason. Shirt off, jumping in the crowd. I mean, he was just enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to be there with them. Like, that inspired me to.
So did I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Road trip.
I mean, his brother scored 2 touchdowns. Was not nearly as important. So.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I didn't even know he scored 2. I was watching him with his shirt off. Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a game going on.
I didn't even know Taylor Swift was there. I mean, he's been all over everything all week, dude. That's awesome.
Wait, so Billy loves conspiracies. What do you make of what they're saying here, Billy, that the NFL wants Taylor Swift in Vegas for the Super Bowl, therefore the referees are in on this and Kansas City will win the game and move on?
I do like that idea, and I like that they found a roundabout way to get her there, because there's been rumors of her doing the halftime show for like 2 seasons, and she said, I'm not doing it, and now they've found a way to get her to the Super Bowl anyway.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the NFC Championship game. The San Francisco 49ers, they won. They were not impressive, but they did win. They're taking on the Lions, America's team. Everyone's rooting for the Lions here, Carl Douglas. The 49ers are minus 7 at home. Who you taking, Carl?
I'm going to go with my heart, not my head. I'm going to take the Lions and take the points.
You're taking the Lions and you're taking the points. Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good bet. Cross 7 feels like a big number. You know, correct. The Lions are good, man.
They can score points, man.
Yes, they can. Cher Bear. Who is Cher Bear taking, K-Funk?
Cher Bear says Fort Myers, where his hometown, supports Henry Ford and the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
He's in 25,000 feet in the air. He's annoying me. I say that lovingly. He's great. K-Funk, who are you taking here?
Oh, man. I've been saying this all year that the Niners is going to blow through everyone. I love the Lions all year, too. I bet they made me so much money. I'm going to take – well, for the show's purposes, I'm going to take the 7. Betting-wise, I'm just going to do 7.5. I think they're going to keep it close.
Okay. So you're going to buy the half point up. You're going to buy the hook up, right?
I'm going to go 7.5 for betting purposes, but on the show, I'll take 7, dude. I'll take 7 all day with the Lions. Dude, the Lions can score, man.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll take 7 all day, except you won't because you're buying a half money. Point to get it to 7.5.
That's when it's time to. And then,
Good catch. Always good to have a hook there if you push, you know?
I love a hook. I'm always buying hooks, so I know. I'm with you, K-Funk. I'm with you on that. I'm a hook guy, too. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse, who you taking here? 49ers -7. By the way, if either of you guys, Jesse or Chris, go 2-0, you'll win the entire season. So,
all right. I like that. I'm going San Fran on this all the way.
All right, Jesse is taking San Fran. Chris, who are you taking here?
I gotta go Lions. I want to see him do it after what's it been, 30 years now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, Lions are a feel-good story. Gord, who are you taking here? 49ers -7 at home, taking on the Detroit Lions.
As much as I want to see Detroit win, I'm going on San Fran. I think they're just they have too much ammo.
Okay.
I think it ends for Detroit right here. And you know what's sad? Wow. I want to take Detroit, too, because they drafted Dan Gronk, which is almost a Mr. Irrelevant pick, and I can't do it. I think San Fran covers.
I feel like there's so many – you have so many brothers. Like, every time you name a team, like, one of your brothers played for that team.
Yeah.
Have the Gronkowskis played for every team? Like, all the Gronkowskis. Have they played for all the NFL teams?
They played for all of them.
Half of them.
All right. Gord, we appreciate it. Did we get you home? Are you almost there? Like, what's happening?
We just pulled in. We're good to go.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we got you home. It made it quicker, right?
You guys didn't hide your plane. No hydroplane.
I might have fell asleep at the wheel.
Jesse and Chris, thank you. We will talk to you guys in 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Will I see you on stage for our picks at Gronk Beach?
What day are you getting there?
Yeah, what day?
I get there Tuesday morning. I want to make sure I'm there for a full week.
They're trying to get us out by Friday, so it might be tricky, but we can definitely meet up with you at some point. Are you going to Radio Row at all or no?
I could, but we could also do – I could show up with you guys on Thursday and do the picks with you live.
Yeah, let's figure
this
out.
We'll figure this out.
Gordy, I want to do that. Wait, when is Gronk Beach, Gord?
It's Saturday.
Saturday, right? At the Wynn or Encore Beach Club.
Okay.
From noon to 6.
Yeah, why don't you guys take the red eye Saturday night instead? Tell Dan.
We'll try to figure it out. But Billy is right. They're trying to get us out there Friday. But I don't mind staying until Saturday, to be quite honest with you. So
you got to come to experience Gronk Beach once with us. And then you know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to be able to get all those other people we want on the show on your show because we can pitch to them right there.
They'll all be there. Okay, makes sense. We're going to work on this, Gord. I promise you we're going to work on this. Me and Billy are going to get to work on this.
I'll see you Saturday. If you need me to book your flight for you, I'll put it on my card.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice of you. You're nicer than Levitard. I mean, seriously. We love you guys. Carl, promote that beautiful, great, big law firm of yours on the way out here.
Hey, man, Douglas Hicks Law. We had a great week last week. We settled 2 cases for 7 figures each. Douglas Hicks Law, Los Angeles.
Damn. If I could just find a place to slip and fall.
I mean, hey, make sure you're hurt badly, though.
All right, lunch on you, Carl, when I see you in a couple weeks.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
We appreciate you guys. We will talk to you Super Bowl week, okay? And unless we decide to do the Pro Bowl next week, we'll let you know.
All right.
God bless football.
God bless football, fellas.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.